Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you make a connection between hope and gratitude, and I'd love for you to speak to that.
Yeah, honestly, it is my favorite chapter in the book, is talking about gratitude, because it's an area that I really feel like, I remember writing that chapter, and just thinking, this is an area in my life that God is convicting me deeply, and it's really impacted me. It's impacted the way that I've lived my life since I wrote that chapter and the things that God showed me during that time. It's funny, I have a really good pastor friend. His name is David Landreth, and I was with David last night. David pastors a large church here in Nashville, and David's been given a diagnosis of terminal cancer. Is a very rare form of cancer in which there is no treatment whatsoever, short of just a miraculous healing from God. He knows that he'll be going home to meet Jesus before long. And yet he is one of the most grateful people that I've ever met. And still, even through all of this, I mean, he's been incredibly grateful. And that's what I was talking with him about last night, was just how his gratefulness has just inspired me in my life. And he's a reminder to me, and I wrote about this in the book, that the grateful heart, you know, people who have a grateful heart, that's not developed in a single moment. It's the result of 1,000 choices. And when you go through your life choosing to be grateful, despite difficult circumstances, you know, when you can get to a place where you can choose to be grateful for every moment, even when that moment is less than perfect. And let's be honest, almost every moment is less than perfect. But when you can get to that place, you develop this grateful heart. And I believe gratitude is kind of like, it's like this muscle. The more you work it out, just the healthier it gets.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.